You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And you have brought the most precious dog. If you'll pull that microphone down, I bet we can hear him hassle.
Can
Here's
you
an
hear
extra
talking?
One. Hello, Bo.
He's a little shy.
Yes, we could just hear him sniff and lick the microphone. What a sweet, friendly dog who's doesn't know he's maybe a little too big to be a lap dog.
Yeah, I was distracted when we started because he was trying to get in my lap. He's so cuddly and sweet, like a teddy bear.
He really is. This is Bo, as in Bo Rivage.
Exactly, yes.
And he looks to me like a golden retriever mix.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks like a golden retriever with that chestnutty red color that you just shrunk down a little bit. Also, he's shaved right now, so his coat normally is a lot longer and flowy.
He is beautiful.
Isn't he beautiful?
And his big brown eyes, he just made eye contact with mm-hmm. me and is so friendly. And just came up and gave me loving and kisses and didn't even know me. So I'm surprised he's in the shelter, and I don't think he will be long. Tell us about his history.
Sure. So Bo was one of those dogs that came in through no fault of his own or his owner's. He was very loved, but his owner had to go into an assisted living situation and couldn't take him. So it's one of those heartbreakers that you can tell just by being with him that he's used to being with somebody. He's very well-mannered, walks great on a leash, loves dogs, loves kids, so-so on cats. But he's just a good dog. A good boy.
He really is. How old do you think he is?
He's 5.
Okay.
He's 5. So. He's in great health. Of course, he's neutered, all that good stuff, heartworm negative. Whoever gets him, we joke at the adoption center that we're jealous of whoever gets him because he's just like the perfect family dog or solo dog, whatever you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. I can see him jogging on mm-hmm. a trail with someone or following with a bicycle and being active and playing with kids in the backyard and just being a very friendly docile, I won't say docile, but mm-hmm. just very happy.
Yeah, he's the kind of dog that just wants to be included, whether you're hiking or watching TV. Like, he just wants to be your buddy. So that's what we all need.
And how does one go about adopting Bo or another animal that might suit their family better?
Sure. The best thing to do is go to our website and fill out an adoption application at baldwinhumane.org. It's not a very long application. Just ask some basic questions. And then you can set up a time to come and meet Bo and the rest of the gang that we've got up for adoption right now.
And the fees are reasonable, especially considering all the vetting that is done.
Absolutely. The fees range anywhere from $75 to $175, depending on age and that kind of thing. But that includes their spay-neuter surgeries, they're completely vaccinated, they're current on flea and heartworm preventative, and they're microchipped. So it's like, at this point, with the cost of living right now, it's like a $400 or $500 value that you're getting.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So you can go to baldwinhumane.org, baldwinhumane.org, and across the top you can click on adopt.
Uh-huh.
And then you can click on cats or dogs. I love them both, but I'm a dog person. And from there you can see most of the animals that are available and adoptable. You uh-huh. might not have every single picture up yet.
Uh-huh.
So you encourage folks to go by.
Yeah, I think Bo's so new, he's not even up there. You're brand new, Bo. He is new. We've had him for just a couple days.
Well, he's a sweetheart.
Isn't he a sweetie?
And you've got lots of other sweet dogs mm-hmm. and cats available as well. So let's move on to, I guess, fundraisers and other activities. The Hound Dog Music Fest was a big success.
Yes, we did Hound Dog. We had a whirlwind of an October. We had Hound Dog Music Festival at Hidden Lake and Silver Hill, or the venue at Silver Hill, excuse me. And we also had the Witches Ride.
Yes, that is huge, with over 500 witches participating.
That is right. So we want to thank everybody who came out. That was quite the event. We're very excited to announce we'll be doing that again next year. It's always going to be the Thursday before Halloween.
Okay.
So look for your I think it'll be on the official city calendar soon. Yeah, and then we had the Rescue Dog Red release at Fairhope Brewing Company just this last Sunday. You know, Fairhope Brewing Company sells a particular type of seasonal IPA, and we get a portion of the sales all year.
Oh, he saw a dog come past the
window. Oh, my. Oh, dear.
He wants to go play with the other dog.
He loves other dogs. Look, he's so ready. So yeah, we're taking a little bit of breather from events.
It's okay, buddy.
Yeah, it's all right, big guy. But yeah.
You have had a lot going on. Good.
Yeah.
Well, you need that because the Baldwin Humane Society is not funded by the county or any government entity, even though they may give you an annual donation. But primarily, you rely on fundraisers.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say 95% of our funds come from local fundraisers and grants. We get a few, you know, national things, but mostly our funds come from this community, come from Baldwin County, and that's how we're able to continue to help dogs and cats. And I tell you, like I mentioned earlier, with the cost of living and the way the world is right now, we have more and more people and pets that need assistance, so we need to find ways to have more fundraisers and things like that. So they're right. vital to our organization.
Are you finding people needing food and supplies, and do you gather those items?
Yes, so quite a few people call needing basic stuff like cat food, dog food, and vetting. We absolutely take in donations of food specifically to give people if they need it. So if you guys have food that your dog or cat doesn't like, or you just want to try to make a difference, please bring them to our office, and we'll either use them for our pets, or we have a small pet food pantry that we let people take food when we've got it there. So
oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
okay. And you still have a TNR program, trap, neuter, release?
We do, and that program is probably our most in-demand program. We get anywhere from 5 to 10 calls a day requesting us to come out and spay and neuter community cats. We've got one guy for all of Baldwin County, so we really encourage people, if you're interested, to get involved with that program, because the need far outweighs the resources that we have right now to do it. So TNR is a really huge thing. You can donate to our program, or you can help volunteer. So
okay. Yeah. All right. And I haven't been shopping at the Uptail resale in a week or two. Tell us about that. What's going on? I just love that resale shop.
Oh, a lot. Lisa, our shop manager, I'm telling you, she's always doing something fun. She wanted me to make sure you guys know we don't have the specific sales out yet, but they're going to do a special Black Tuesday. We're going to be closed the Friday after Thanksgiving for Black Friday, but we're doing a Black Tuesday event before. We're going to have a bunch of really cool deals.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yes, the Tuesday okay. before Thanksgiving, so just check it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll have it posted up on our social media.
And folks can shop there. Is it Tuesday through Friday? Give us the little
Tuesday
rundown.
Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every second Saturday. But we are working really hard to move those hours to 10 to 4. And hopefully more Saturdays. I think in December we might try to be open every Saturday.
You need volunteers.
We need volunteers. We have one staff person that works there. The rest is volunteers. So in order for us to be open for more people to come, we need more volunteers. And they have fun in the shop. So you should come and volunteer.
And you can also volunteer in the shop or walking animals, fostering. There's numerous opportunities.
We have an office. We have off-site adoption locations. We have the adoption center, the shop. Literally anything that you can think of, we need help doing it. So please, if you're interested, you can come by, or you can go on our website and fill out a volunteer app, and we'll get you involved.
Okay. And what else do we need to know?
Remember our spay-neuter vouchers. Don't forget, if you need to get your dog or cat spayed or neutered, we always sell vouchers to get it done at a discounted cost. And almost all the vets in the county participate, so make sure you check those out. It's so very important to spay and neuter.
So that's good that you have those available to Baldwin County residents.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. And that's a good way to, and most of the veterinarians in the area participate.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a huge thing. You know, vetting is very, very expensive, so we appreciate that the vet clinics are willing to work with us on this and help people get
it
their
pets. It saves folks, what, about half price?
Oh, a lot, maybe even more now. Spay-neuters can range anywhere from like $200 or $300, and it's still less than $100 through our voucher program.
Okay.
Yep.
So the phone number to call for the Baldwin Humane Society is?
251-928-4585.
928-4585, or of course you can find all the information online.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Abby Pruitt, director of the Baldwin Humane Society. And Bo, if you're joining us late, we posted his picture on our Facebook page and the Humane Society's Facebook page. He is a beautiful golden retriever mix who is a friendly, happy, loving dog looking for a good home after his person had to go to an assisted living facility. So please adopt Bo or another furry friend. It is now 8:33 and 63 degrees. WABF, good morning.
From the Spring Hill Toyota Traffic Center, some good news. The earlier accident blocking both lanes of the Wallace Tunnel headed westbound has cleared, but we're still seeing heavy delays headed over to Mobile from the Eastern Shore to the tune of 5 to 6 miles and a